How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right. This week's episode is number 272. The post I'm going to connect this episode to is originally titled The Flooding's Over, What Mud Can Teach You About Writing, originally published on June 30th, 2015. All right, so the flooded basement was still the flooded basement at that point, but it had been solved, I should say. It was no longer the flooded basement, but it had piled up because of the flooded basement, so many problems. Okay, so after 10 minutes and a 3,000 PSI water drill, it was done. So I didn't get any pictures of this machine, regrettably, because I didn't realize they were running the machine. I didn't really want to get in their way, and by the time it stopped, they were done. You know, because the hose kind of, because of the pressure, it kind of zipped itself down the hole where it needed to be. They didn't even need to feed it in, the landlord told me. So what had happened when they were all done, he told me, silt, dirt, sludge, something worked its way into the basement sump that the water would usually go down from the washer, and that's why the basement wouldn't drain. Because what had happened is, I have a hole in the basement floor where the water drains in. Then a clay pipe, or like clay or tile pipe, like really old style pipe, takes that from the feed into the ditch near the road at the end of my driveway. So that was about, but the place where this hole is about halfway down the length of the ditch. So meaning that ditch is like maybe about as bad a distance and area as I am at age calculating. So the ditch is probably about more than 50 feet long and probably about 10 feet wide or something. Maybe more than 10 feet. It's got to be more than 10 feet. Anyway, so that blockage in the tile stop that water from pouring out. Usually what would happen is, because of what happened with the laundry, that ditch would almost always be full of mud and water outside. Well, it had been dry for weeks and weeks before this incident happened with the flooded basement, which could have told me, I just wasn't thinking about it, but it should have told me something was wrong, because that wasn't really supposed to happen. Because it was supposed to be super wet down there. Okay, so they brought this PSI drill on a trailer. That's how big the thing was. And it was cool seeing it, you know. I was also wondering, I didn't ask this because I didn't think it was polite at all, like how much they made on calls having to use this machine all the time. If the machine had paid for itself and so on. But like I said, I thought that was kind of rude, so I didn't ask him. I was just curious about it. All right, so after that, the landlord and I think it was mostly him, fed a hose down the hole in the basement to get it all rinsed out. So to keep it on for an hour and keep it off for 4 hours. All right, so now it was my privilege / duty / something to make sure mud, that sludge and that silt that was around the hole indoors didn't seep back in the hole after it got cleaned out. So I had to scrape it up and dump it, and I dumped it in the field outdoors. So I mean, I did the best I could. The hose guys told me, all right, just wait for everything to dry out and sweep up the dust. The problem with that being, of course, that I lived in the same place for 5 years at that point. It's never been 100% dry in my basement because of the way it's built. It's drafty and so on. Like, it's never going to be 100% dry down there. So it's mud. Mud is just soil and water. That's all mud is. But this was a huge problem for weeks and weeks. weeks and weeks before. I actually did laundry in the washer at this point for the first time in over a week because that's how long things had been messed up. The point being, of course, small things you're unprepared for. This was just water that didn't drain. This caused a huge problem. So, plots that have a hole, writing that reveals you didn't do your research as well as you could, what have you. Sometimes it is very difficult to spot things like that. A lot of times, preparation, critiques, feedback from clients, feedback from editors, lots of different things can help mitigate this, but sometimes it's not caught very easily. And that to me was the lesson here. And then since it was June 30th, July 2015 was going to be very soon, you know. And it was going to change in the middle of the week that year, which I highlighted because I thought it was cool. But yeah, that mud really, really messed things up for me way back then quite a bit. And if I'm not mistaken, we'll get to it likely in a few months or so. I don't know. It was actually about to get quite a bit worse. That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we will catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.